Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope y'all are having a nice, juicy little Wednesday. Weather's nice out there. It's your sports bros, Rop. That's me. And Big Sook right over there.
Right.
His name's Jason.
Thinking about Sherry's pie and some cheese sticks.
They're calling him Big Sook, though.
Jason Sicanek. My penis is very, very important to me.
Do we need that?
Speaking of penises, did you see that Caleb Williams gave his offensive lineman $50,000 nut sacks today?
Oh, is this that, like, Drake pendant thing?
You didn't see this?
Yeah, I think
so
I saw
he
this.
He gave his old lineman, look it up. He gave his old lineman pendants that were worth $50,000. These big diamond studded, and they're supposed to be hearts. They're supposed to be, look,
I think a rapper started it. I want to say like Drake gifted it to somebody or something like that.
It's supposed to look like a heart, like an actual heart.
But it looks like it.
And I'm here to tell you, in no way is that a heart. He gave them diamond encrusted ball sacks. He ball sacked them.
Enjoy your iced out scrotum. Here it is.
Dude, if I'm an old lineman and you gave me that, I honestly would be like, dude, well, Caleb, I appreciate this. What the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Oh, dear. Yes.
What am I?
Oh, my God. So it's a joke, right?
No.
This is a joke.
No, that's a joke. That is not a joke. It's a joke. That is
$50,000. Maybe it's a joke by the jeweler.
Well, I know it's $50,000, but it's a joke.
No,
he's
it is
playing
not.
A joke. Those
no,
are
it is not.
Those are testes.
No. Expensive joke.
That is a real. That is supposed to be a heart.
It's not a heart.
It's
even got the little veins in the testes.
It's supposed to look like a real human heart, and it does not.
Like an anatomical heart.
Like an anatomical heart, and it doesn't.
My God.
That he gave them $50,000 worth of ball sacks.
Surely he knows what he's doing there. Right? He's trolling him.
I just don't know, again, if I'm an old lineman.
So how many were there? Five guys or seven?
Well, no, he gave them to all the old linemen.
So how many do they keep?
Probably
10?
There'll be 10.
All right, so, wow.
$50,000.
500 G's?
Yes. On diamond-encrusted nut sacks.
Is that the right math?
That's what he handed out. I mean, it's unbelievable. And yes, you're right.
Is that right?
Two of those would be 100 grand.
Yeah, 500 grand. Okay.
So if that's a joke, he just spent $500,000 And maybe he got a deal, but that's what they're worth. And I would also ask, again, because I'm the worst O lineman on the team, right? I was the last guy. I'm the backup center. Would it be fair of me? Because I do not believe when someone gives you a gift that you can sell that gift. At that point, I would have to ask Caleb, can I please have something else? Can I sell this? How about you keep it and you give me $5,000 and we call it good. I mean, that's the most absurd thing.
So this is, we're getting reports that we are being ball sacked here.
We're being ball sacked?
Yeah, because what you've fallen for is the ball sack account of the, we've talked about this guy before. He disguises himself as an NFL insider, but he's not. He's fake.
Oh,
this is Dove Kleinem.
Oh, sons of bitches.
Not to be confused with Dove Kleinman.
Mm. So I got ball sacked
yes.
by the ball sack.
Yes, you have been ball sacked. Rant As a matter of fact, it even says right on Twitter, readers have added context. They thought people might want to know that this is, let's see, it's unclear who the owner of the jewelry in the video actually is. It has been claimed to be purchased by Drake. And previously, now Caleb Williams, it appears to be engagement bait and nothing more.
This is not.
They're stopping short of calling it fake, but they're like, dude, this is not. It's not real. We've been ball sacked. You've been ball sacked.
Is this the first time someone got ball sacked by a ball sack?
Ah!
I got double teabagged. I'm not gonna lie. When I saw that, I was like, Caleb Williams. I'm like, I could see that. It's like when LeBron gave his entire team those custom suits, but with shorts.
So the reason I thought that I saw this in the rap community, because I've seen that photo before. So I was like, oh, Caleb must have copied the thing that this rap guy did because it was like a pop culture thing. But apparently it's all hooey.
Your show's better than this.
It's really not.
Your show's better than this.
Well, I really enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
I do enjoy when people say that, and my response is,
wow.
Heard our show?
We have no responsibility. No. As a matter of fact, you're lucky we're on.
Yeah, I don't like when they say, with no hidden agenda. To hell we don't.
Yeah, we have a hidden agenda.
I have a hidden agenda every day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you've been ball sacked. Okay, so somebody asked a very important question. Better breakfast, Sherry's or Elmer's?
I'm going to say Sherry's because it's just...
I'd go Elmer's.
Sherry's is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, well, you're biased.
I'm biased.
So you do have an agenda.
I do.
I'm going to go Elmer's Better Breakfast.
If you're going to ask what... But here's the thing. This is to my point.
Of course, I haven't eaten at either in probably 15 years.
Exactly. Why don't I just go to a Village Inn while I'm at it?
Hey.
I don't have to.
Village Inn's all right.
Because right by my house, there's Valerie's, there's a kitchen table, there's a Sonny's. It's just... I do not understand why anyone goes to IHOP or, it just...
Well, Sherry's, the big thing was 24/7.
Yes.
That was the key.
Yes. And let me just state for the record, too, if Sherry's is having a hard time, how is Denny's still open? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Sherry's is a Maybe Michelin just, star restaurant compared to what Denny's
look,
has.
Look, Denny's sucks, but it's probably well run.
Is it?
Well, I mean, yeah...
Boy.
I mean, the answer to your question is certainly not the food. Okay.
No.
So it's got to be something else. So it's probably just better run. They're just better with their monies. Maybe they make more monies.
I guess.
Sherry's just misspent their money. I don't know.
Moon's over at my hammy or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah. Denny's sucks.
The last time I went to a Denny's was at 2 a.m. after a concert. And I said, never again.
Yeah. It's really gross.
It's bad.
Every time you eat there, you regret it.
Yes. Instantly. I regret it while I'm eating there.
All right, coming up this hour, boy, do we have a lot to discuss. Colorado filing a complaint against Oregon. The AFC is up for grabs. We have the three most overrated quarterbacks in the NFL, according to players. Coming up tonight in the club, if you want to know if you'll have a bad day, we have a new studyfinds.org study that tells you how you will know and when you will know you will have a bad day.
Oh.
And does having kids kill you?
Damn it.
Well, we don't know if the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
We'll find out.
It will be.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victorricos.com.
Number 5.
Number 5.
Well, we had quite a historic comeback today in Major League Baseball. You know, Paul Skenes was going to get the win as the Pirates led the Cubs 10-3.
And he said, nope.
Yes.
The Cubbies are on a heater, by the way.
The Cubs scored 11 unanswered runs and beat the Pirates 14-10.
Freaking crazy, man.
Major League Baseball teams were 0-353 with at least a 7-run deficit in the seventh inning or later this year.
Yowzers.
How about that?
Yeah. It's like when you see one of those NFL stats where it's like that, you know. Teams are, you know, 394-0 when leading until they're not.
Yeah, the last team to make a comeback that large of seven or more that late in a game, past the seventh inning, 2019 San Diego Padres.
Yes. Cubbies, by the way, they've won like 9 or 12, and I think they're like four back in the wild card now. I mean, they're not going to make it, but, you know. The Cubbies are playing well.
By the way, Paul Skenes' shortest outing of the season.
Number four.
82 pitches.
Good article, by the way, on Paul Skenes right now on ESPN about his time at Air Force and kind of how he became.
He was at Air Force?
Yeah, he was at Air Force before LSU.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a super smart kid, and he was a Shohei Ohtani guy. He was a catcher. You know, which is weird because he's like 6'5". Anyway, it's worth a read. Check it out.
I don't think I'm going to.
Well, fine. Now you're not going to learn about Paul Skenes at Air Force.
I prefer Libby Dunn's Twitter to learn about Paul Skenes.
You're becoming the Will Ortner, are you?
Cowboys add veteran running back Dalvin Cook to the practice squad today.
Yeah. This is one of those where we need to stop talking about Dalvin Cook because he's not even good. But like, at one point, Dalvin Cook was good, and now every time he signs, people are like, oh, Dalvin Cook. Yeah.
There's a reason why he was sitting out there.
Exactly. He's just not good anymore.
Also, the Chiefs signed former Patriots quarterback Bailey Zappe to their practice squad. How about the Chiefs? Yeah. They also got Samaje Perine, the running back.
And
big get.
They also brought in Juju Smith-Schuster.
Again?
Yeah, well, remember, he got cut by New England, and so people were like, oh, my gosh. But he had some success in Kansas City, and look, they don't have great wideouts, so they brought him back.
Man.
Watch him have a good year in Kansas City.
Elsewhere in baseball, well, if there's anywhere he's going to, it's be there.
Yeah.
Baseball today, the Mariners win, but so do the stupid Astros. Yordan Alvarez hit three home runs, and they absolutely hammer the Phillies. But the Mariners got a home run from Julio Rodriguez, believe it or not.
Thank God. His 12th of the year.
They beat the Rays 6-2, so the lead remains, what, 3.5 in the AL West?
3.5, and I think 5 back still of the wild card. I'll take a look.
The Astros' final was 10-0 over the Phillies. The Guardians over the Royals 7-5. You know, Kansas City is trying to become the first team in Major League history to lose 100 or more games in a season and then win its division the very next season. They had a chance to take the lead in the division today and blew it.
By the way, there's going to be some great division races.
There already are.
Yeah. I mean,
it's on now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
With the exception of Milwaukee, who's got a big lead, and then the Phillies, everything else is within a game or two. And yes, the Mariners, 3.5 back in the division, 5 back of the wild card.
The Steelers, QB1, will be Russell Wilson.
He did say, though, that there is going to be a package. You will see Justin Fields' package.
Let's be great, baby. Let's be great.
In week one.
Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great.
Neither one of these guys is very good, and so they'll probably both get to play.
Mr. Unlimited.
The Steelers open the season with back-to-back road games. They're playing at Atlanta, and then Russell Wilson returns to Denver.
Yeah, I just, you know, I have faith in Mike Tomlin because that guy is rock solid. I don't think it's going to be a playoff year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that division is just brutal. If Deshaun Watson pulls his head out, that division between Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Baltimore, those are three Super Bowl-level teams if Deshaun Watson plays well. And you know who's not a Super Bowl-level team? The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Fight, fight, fight!
What? No, they are not white, white, white.
Stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shut it from the rooftops.
What?
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
And number one today, this is kind of a weird story. There's not much to it, but We found out that Colorado filed a complaint that Oregon illegally accessed the Buffaloes' practice video prior to their meeting last season.
Yeah, so every team now, basically, there's a company that stores all of their practice and game footage on a big server. You can access it anywhere on your iPad. It's all broken down, and it's really a convenient thing. But you do hear this from time to time where people question, you know, the security of it. So Colorado said that Oregon illegally hacked into theirs, filed the complaint, but then couldn't produce any sort of evidence. In fact, the company that runs the service said that there was no one who had access to it. No one, because you can tell who logged in. There was no unusual logins. So
yeah,
it just
Colorado. Colorado staff said that they found multiple potential incursions, but the Pac-12 did open an investigation. They concluded that investigation when Colorado failed to provide any evidence. So then Catapult came out, and that's the platform that they use for their video, and they said their investigation found no evidence that the system had been breached.
A bunch of clowns.
So the Ducks, as you remember, won that game 42-6
yes.
by talking with their helmet.
Yeah.
And apparently illegally obtaining their practice video. Which, by the way, why would they need Colorado's practice video?
Exactly.
Who cares?
Exactly. Well, it's so silly that, you know, they do this now, like, when you there's no longer a playbook, it's an iPad.
I mean, Colorado, like, do it against Washington.
Exactly. And every time you get one of these iPads, it's like anything else. You can tell who's been on there, who's been logged in, who's watching this. So the Catapult people just went through and was like, no. The only way this could happen is if someone from Colorado sat there and logged in and was like, here you go.
Do you believe?
I mean, it's absolutely absurd. I love that. Hey, we're going to make an accusation. Oh, we don't have any evidence. So,
hey, do we get to talk about this with Dan Lanning tomorrow? Are you going to ask him about this?
I probably won't ask.
They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
I got a pretty good idea of what that's going to be like.
I think I might ask him.
Good luck with that.
Maybe let's make it like the sixth or seventh question.
Tune in to find out. Dan Lanning tomorrow at 4.
Dalvin Cook, by the way, I just wanted to look this up. 67 carries last year for 214 yards.
With who? Who is he even with?
He's with the Jets.
Oh, that's right. He signed with the Jets.
67 carries. That's a whopping 3.1 yards.
Look,
per
man, if there's a good running back sitting out there, somebody will have grabbed him.
Yeah.
Right? Because nobody wants to.
He'd have a job.
Yeah. Nobody wants to pay running back. So if Dalvin Cook really had something left in the tank, you think the Cowboys would get him 2 days before the season starts? No.
Nay.
Hot 5 at 5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. The three most overrated quarterbacks in the NFL, according to players. Hello?
Yeah.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, I think so.
Hi, Mom.
Yes, you are on the air still.
Well, I was waiting for a reaction. I thought that was a very exciting tease, and I didn't get anything. And now
I've already seen this list. I mean,
I'm a little hurt.
I know who it is, so.
I'm hurt.
Sorry.
Hurts my feelings.
Sorry, window baby. I like that polo shirt, though.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
That's nice.
All right, we'll get to that and more on, well, actually, probably not more on the Colorado accusations. It's like, I don't know what else to say about it. It's stupid.
Yes.
But why would they do that?
Bull joke,
I don't know.
Colorado, that's quickly just devolving into the biggest joke in college football.
All right, we'll be right back. This is The Fan. Hello, we are back. Yeah, I was thinking about...
We are indeed back.
This is AI Isaac and Suk. By the way, I think it was Johnny Ludwig, Coug Ludes from sales.
Johnny Ludes!
I think it was him that was mentioning... Or no, maybe it was... I don't know. It was one of those dudes over there.
All right, one of those.
They were saying, could AI do a better show than you?
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this.
And I said, well... Yeah, I think it probably could.
Yeah, sure it'd be dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great topics.
Oh, yeah. Hot insight.
So they suggested that we do a show where AI picks the topics.
Oh.
And I was like, well, yeah, no.
No. We did we had the one AI breakdown. We were doing like Kansas BYU.
And it was great.
Clearly. It's like, what was it like? And Kansas needs to have a better pass rush.
All right, welcome back to primetime. We got a lot to talk about. But I first want to start with college football and why I think my former school is going to win. The Kansas Jayhawks have been struggling in football for a while now, but there is hope that they can...
This is great.
That's right. There is hope.
That's so good.
Well, that was right. That was accurate.
That was accurate.
Because now, look, we're in the top 25.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. Gotta love it.
So AI. I think we should let AI pick tomorrow's topics. I think we should let AI pick tomorrow's questions for Dan Lanning.
Oh, see, there you go.
And see what happens out
with that. Here we go, Dan.
You don't seem enthused.
No.
I think maybe we use AI for something a little lower stakes for starting off with, you know?
Well, look, man.
I'm not a huge AI guy.
Shedeur Sanders throws for 5'10", 393, 348. The Buffs are 3-0, and they come into Oregon and lose 42-6, and you're telling me that's because Oregon was that much better than Colorado?
Something stinks.
Something stinks.
They clearly had...
Clearly, they accessed their private practice video.
Now, by accessing the private practice video, could you tell from that their offensive line was absolutely horse-nears, therefore, they couldn't block Oregon, and that's why... Colorado sucked. Without that practice film, Oregon would have never known how bad their O-line was, and that game would have been way different.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Something's up.
What's up, boss? You believe that?
Someone's saying more likely Colorado got TCU's videos illegally.
Yeah.
It is interesting to see that Colorado, I mean, it's one of the more interesting teams in college football, because they went from like kind of like a feel good story, and they weren't very good, and now everyone kind of hates them, and I still don't think they're going to be very good, and I think they completely turned over their roster last year, and they did it again. Is every year there's just this idea of let's bring in 60 new guys? It's fascinating.
Well, look, this is a big nothing burger.
Yes, it is,
between Colorado and Oregon. Because the Pac-12 investigated, and they were like, we got to shut this down because Colorado was providing no evidence. They refused to provide evidence.
Yeah,
because then Catapult said that there was no evidence. But, you know, on the heels of the Connor Stallions thing, you know, Connor Stallions was going the old-fashioned route, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, when teams have to signal in their plays, you know, you can sit on the other side of the field and decipher them.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what Connor Stallions did, which is highly illegal, yeah. Right? Well, now that they have, the in-game sideline access to film, they have tablets on the college football sideline this year and in-helmet communications.
Sure.
Cybersecurity, this is going, look, you. This much we know. There will be a team or many teams that try to hack into that stuff.
Yeah, I would assume so. And you hear, you know, over the years, I've heard different things. There's rumors. Most of it is usually... people shutting down comms during games. It's like, oh, we're having problems with the headsets. And what's supposed to happen is if one team's headset doesn't work, the other team has to take theirs off too.
Yeah.
And you know, there's,
then you go back to the old fashioned,
you go back to the old fashioned way. And I've heard many people say that, you know, our comms never work, and they don't believe that the other team's shutting them down. I've heard some people accuse the other side of listening in, but I mean, even that, listening in real time, it's almost impossible in real time to make any sort of adjustment to that.
Right.
I mean, you'd have to be able to decipher that play. You'd have to be able to relay it down in real time. So even if someone was listening in, it'd be very hard to get it down in real time. But there's been rumors and people make wild accusations, but anyone that's involved in big time football, they're giant conspiracy theorists. You know, we mentioned when we went down to see the first Oregon national title game, Chip Kelly had a guy on top of the roof with at practice with binoculars, and he was scanning the horizons. My offensive line coach was convinced.
I think he had one binocular.
He had one. He had like an old pirate, like, ah!
It's called a telescope, I believe.
One of those retractable Johnny Depp Pirates of the Caribbean. My offensive line coach was convinced that everyone was watching us at all times, and it was just absurd. Like, we're playing New Mexico, and he would run someone off from staring through the fence at our practice field. And it would be like a 19-year-old co-ed. I'm like, I doubt that New Mexico is sending an undercover double agent up to Provo to study our jet age run sweep secrets on a Wednesday.
Bob freaking Davey.
But my...
Can't trust that guy.
But my O-line coach was convinced of it. No, it's now Bronco Mendenhall.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think they lost, though.
Would one binocular be called a monocular? I'm serious.
A monocular. Yeah, I don't know.
Because I mean,
yeah,
it's a rangefinder, right?
Mono.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, could you use a rangefinder to spy on practice? You just pretend like, what? I'm just hitting golf balls.
What?
Your range, you're just in there zoning in on
240.
It.
240. mean, rip that one.
It's no dumber than Connor Stallions with a fake goatee and spyglasses on.
Hey, that looked nothing like him. So Catapult, so I'm reading here, the only other thing worth mentioning about this story here is that Catapult, which is the service that Colorado used for their practice video.
Everyone uses it, basically.
Yeah, pretty much everyone's on there. Catapult, I guess, came under fire this past December during the college football playoff. Because staff at both Alabama and Michigan were claiming that they were informed about security concerns with the server.
Oh, okay.
So much so that the Wolverines cut access to the server to anyone outside of their facilities.
Okay.
So, which I would imagine they all do, but I don't, maybe
yeah,
not.
Yeah, so if you want to access that, you have to be in the facility.
Yeah, so they have to know
because
exactly.
Previously, everyone who had an iPad from their school was doing it at home in their dorm, whatever.
And I would assume that, yes, if everyone's trying to gain an advantage in today's world of you know, people, you know, getting hacked, everything gets hacked, why wouldn't you think that your system is vulnerable?
Right.
But you can geofence it, like you said, and even then, I'm sure there's still going to be people that are going to attempt that. And you know, like the Connor Stallions guy, dude, if you watch that thing, he's just an obsessive fanboy that then went to Michigan and goes, I think I can help you. Imagine if you're like, you're Kalen DeBoer. And this is kind of what Michigan's trying to claim happened, which is a total crock of S. But imagine you're DeBoer and you're getting ready to play Georgia and you get an email and is like from Anonymous. And you're like, hey, just so you know, you should open this file right here because we've hacked in to the Georgia film and he puts that out there. How many coaches, in all honesty, are deleting that, turning it in versus how many are at least opening the file and being like, what's this? Don't you think most are looking?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you ought to
do we need to make rules against this now? Like,
well, I think there is.
Catapult said that they are not under investigation by the NCAA, even though it's circulating that they are.
Yeah. Well, and for Catapult, this is a big deal because if people start to question your security, then you're effed.
Yeah, they're out.
They're out.
Screw them.
So, and as far as I know, Catapult is the system that almost everyone uses.
Let's come up with our own.
Yeah, they've got a stranglehold on it. So if someone else were like, hey, we're more secure and do the same thing, there's money to be made.
It's called the Thundercloud system.
The Thundercloud.
They said they have found no data breaches or unauthorized access to any customer's content.
Thunder buddies for life. I would assume that at that company, there is nothing they take more seriously than that. And that's kind of the thing is you would assume because you can check where everyone's logging in. It's like when someone enters our building, we know where they entered. We know who entered.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. You know, everything now has a digital footprint. I would assume that a company like this can tell who's accessing things. So when someone makes an accusation, it's pretty easy to look at that and be like, hey, no one outside of your team or your building got into this system. And then they're like, oh, well, sorry. This is probably something along the lines of Colorado sitting there being like, they know what we're doing. Something has to be up. No, it's just you suck and your system sucks and Oregon's a lot better than you are. Which is why, by the way, Colorado fired basically their entire staff. Did they bring in Pat Shermer, by the way?
What is
That's
he
correct.
There? Really?
They brought in
What's
Pat
Shermer. What's he doing?
He's running their
the
offense.
OC.
Really?
I kid
they
you
ran
not.
Their other guy out of town.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Pat cool. Shermer, one of the worst offensive coordinators, and you're like, I know it's going to fix us. Bring in Pat Shermer. Good one, Dion.
What if Pat Shermer lights it up?
We'll see. Well, then I will admit that I'm wrong, but...
Will you?
Yeah, I will. Look, if Colorado...
Or will this go unaddressed?
Well, my God.
I'm going to hold your feet to the fire.
If Colorado wins 9 games, you can't hide from it.
It's not wins. Because he doesn't control the defense.
That's true.
What if they're the number one offense, passing offense, in the country on Fridays?
Well, they play on Thursday this week.
Oh, they do? Yeah. On Thursdays.
Yeah, they play North
what if
Dakota
they, What if after tomorrow they lead the NCAA in passing?
Then I will come on here and say the greatness that is Pat Shermer, I apologize.
Okay.
But something tells me that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just a hunk or a hunch or a hunk.
Just a hunk.
It's a hunk.
Pat Shermer's a hunk.
Oh, he's a hunk of burning poo.
With a monocular.
When you think about great offenses, do you think of Pat Shermer?
No, I only think of him... Was he with the Packers?
I'm going to look and see where old Pat Shermer has been.
And then I think he was at Texas A&M.
He's been a lot of places.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's bounced around.
So
probably pretty smart football guy. But
last thing, he was the offensive coordinator at Denver for 1 year with the Broncos. How'd that go? And then he was the head coach with the Giants for a year. How'd that go?
He was the head coach of the Giants for a year.
Yeah.
Pretty recently.
Yeah. I mean, he's mostly been an NFL guy.
When was he head coach of the Giants?
2018-19. So was that right before McAdoo?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, he's been an NFL guy. Dave says he has one of the worst NFL offensive, ratings of any coach in the NFL. He somehow keeps getting jobs.
All right. Well,
he was first team all Big Ten in 1987.
So was I.
Were you? Where'd you play?
I was 12.
He played at Michigan State.
That was probably around Pheasant Bowl time, though.
Probably, yeah. I had no idea Pat Shurmur played.
All right, guys. Enough on that stupid subject. Colorado can... They quickly are becoming the most obnoxious football program. They better start winning.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be...
If you're going to make a lot of noise, that's fine, but be good.
Yes. Spoiler alert, they're not going to be very good.
I don't think so.
Up next, the three most overrated quarterbacks in the NFL, according to players. Here's Buck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, that was a short break. That's nice. That was quick. Don't worry, you had yourself covered.
I wasn't late. What are you talking about?
A lot of rough drops.
Come on, Ryan Cooley.
Yeah, it was short. I was a little surprised. Not surprised by the fact you had to pee again. Just surprised. Every now and then I'll be sitting there and I'm like, ooh, that was quick.
I had to squirt. I peed less today. Things are looking up.
All right. That Flomax starting to really pay off, huh?
My cancer's going away.
Been doing your Kegels, have you?
Hmm.
Work on that interior.
Actually, I have.
Work on that interior wall. I would love if Rob went to the gym and he only did the inner outer thigh machine.
Well, you know.
Because every now and then I see a guy on that thing and it is something else to behold.
Could be good for my golf game.
It's something else to behold.
Hey, you know, I did.
That helps that weight transfer, right?
Well, I did hip work a lot many years ago, and it really helped my golf game.
Oh, there you go.
I have very tight hips.
Well,
I don't have childbearing hips.
Would you say that your hips don't lie?
My hips do not lie.
Maybe it's time to
very tight.
You know, to work on that. You can head in there and work the good girl, bad girl machine.
Well, we've got the most overrated quarterback as voted by fellow NFL players.
Yes.
This was a bit of a surprise. This was a player survey conducted by ESPN. And the most overrated, well, now you said you already saw this, right?
I did see this. Yeah. Same as the guy who was voted number one trash talker.
The most overrated quarterback in the NFL, according to the players, is... Josh Allen.
Josh!
Whoa!
He turns the ball over.
Yeah, but still, he's really good.
He's really good. But I think when, you know...
I mean, come on, man.
I think that probably bothers people, you know, that he's never won anything. And he turns the ball over, and you know, and so I think that kind of leads to, you know, maybe some.
Well,
he doesn't belong in the same category as the Mahomes and Lamar Jacksons of the world.
I get that, but I think the two guys behind him are more overrated, or at least I would have thought the players would have said they are more overrated. Jalen Hurts and Tua.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and Hurts is weird because Hurts only has the 1 year. Well, I guess Tua does too, but I think the knock on Tua is simply that he's a product of the system and that he wasn't very good. Mike McDaniel comes in. And remember too, that they were 1-6 against teams with winning records last year. There is a belief out there and you know, and eventually they have to shuck this. Otherwise it's going to keep happening. Mike McDaniel kind of, in some people's eyes, is a little bit like Chip Kelly. That he has a very, I'm going to say gimmicky, but it's very scheme heavy, right? And against lesser teams that aren't very disciplined, he'll pick you apart. But when you play good teams with advanced scouting and teams get a long look at you, you're not that hard to stop. And again, 1-6 against teams with winning records, looked awful in the playoffs. I know it was, you know, 2 degrees outside against Kansas City. But I think that McDaniel and Tua have... they got some things to answer to. And so I think to me, that's the surprise that he isn't voted the most overrated. I think Allen, you know, I would probably flip that. I get why people go with Josh Allen, but I'm surprised Tua isn't higher on that list.
The top three quarterbacks in the NFL currently, they chose, shockingly, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it turns out he's pretty good.
But number two was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Followed by Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Well, and Lamar... Players have always loved Lamar. The media kind of gives him a hard time, but dude, Lamar Jackson's won 2 MVPs. He wins 75% of the games when he's on the field. I mean, he's not the greatest thrower of the football downfield, but you know, he's not terrible. So I do think that that media sometimes is a little hard on Lamar Jackson. And not to turn it into a component, but for the longest time, obviously, the African-American quarterback got no love from media. And we know that stigma was out there. And so in a league mostly dominated by African-American players, and as more ex-players have become journalists, they tend to stick up for African-American quarterbacks. And there will always be pushback when people are critical, especially when that guy is a 2-time MVP and seriously fields criticism that a guy like Joe Burrow doesn't have to get. And Joe Burrow has been hurt more than Lamar Jackson. Now, I know Burrow has been to a Super Bowl, but the big knock on Lamar is that, you know, he's hurt all the time. And that's why they couldn't give him money. I mean, it's crazy to think about that Lamar had to go to the 11th hour to get a contract. You look at all the other quarterbacks that get re-signed, it is kind of weird to think about that as good as Lamar is, that he has had to battle that most of his career.
Now, the Vancouver Ford text line is in, and someone says the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since 2000. Is that true?
That wouldn't shock me. I mean, I can't think of the last time they won one.
Whoa.
But do you remember their season last year?
I remember them bowing out in the cold weather.
Yeah. I'm going to pull this up because this is one of those things where schedule matters in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they won 11 games. And this is one of those weird things where you can win 11 games and you can look through and be like, we didn't beat anybody. It's It's just a it's a fact of life in the NFL that we don't pay more attention to. And I'm not trying to say that Miami's bad, but I'm looking through here. These are their wins last year. Chargers, New England, Denver, bad. They got drilled by Buffalo, 48-20. Giants and Carolina win. Were they any good last year?
Not that I remember.
No. And then they played Philly, got drilled, 31-17. Beat New England. Wait, was New England any good?
No.
No. Lost to Kansas City. And then, get this, beat the Raiders, the Jets, and Washington.
Wow.
Anyone seeing a pattern?
Yes, I do see the pattern.
They lose to Tennessee, who's not very good. They beat the Jets. Their only win, and then they lost, they got drilled by Baltimore, 56-19, and then they lost to Buffalo.
No.
And in between that, their only win against a team with a winning record was a 22-20 win over the Dallas Cowboys. So I ask you a question. Was Miami any good last year?
I remember that game. I remember betting on Dallas for this very reason you're talking about, and they effing lost.
Yeah.
They owe me money.
Yeah.
Jerry should send me a check.
And then lost 26-7. Against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Look, they got to shake the label.
It's a real label. If you want to talk about overrated, I give you that coach. I give you that quarterback. Look, I give you that team.
They have a good offense, but what else?
Not much. Exactly. And by the way, against good teams, they don't have a good offense. They don't. They have a good offense against bad teams. There's a little Chip Kelly vibe in Philly there.
Top vote getters for the most underrated quarterback. Mm-hmm. Again, this is according to players. Brock Purdy was tied with Matt Stafford.
Yeah. And, you know, Purdy has only been there for, obviously, a brief period of time. The Stafford one is good because Matthew Stafford was really good for a long time in Detroit. Nothing around him. He goes to L.A. and it worked. And, you know, Stafford still doesn't get his due. I think we view him like Joe Flacco when Flacco won his Super Bowl. And I'm not saying Matthew Stafford is Tom Brady or anything like that. Matthew Stafford's better than Joe Flacco.
But that's what Detroit will do to you.
Yes.
You know?
Beat you down.
T3 in that department, underrated, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, mm-hmm. Jordan Love, and Bryce Young.
Boy.
How about that?
I don't know how you can say Bryce Young is underrated. Bryce Young has put exactly zero on film that leads you to believe that he can be a franchise guy. Doesn't mean that he can't. It's only been 1 year. That team was a mess around him, but he was atrocious. So the Jordan Love one's interesting because how is he underrated? Like, they gave him the largest contract in NFL history. And if you don't think Green Bay is one of the two or three favorites to win the Super Bowl coming out of the NFC, I mean, I don't, you got your head buried in the sand. So I don't get the Jordan Love being underrated, but I don't know which is more confusing. The fact that seven people said Jordan Love's underrated, or the fact that seven people said that Bryce Young is underrated.
And the top vote getter for biggest trash talker, as you mentioned, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Followed by Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't really know that about old Josh Allen.
I didn't either.
That one's a bit of a surprise.
Shut up.
But he took to social media and he said he really liked that he was voted number one.
Yeah, he said, let's go!
Yeah, because that's what you have to say in sports.
Yes. Now, what Josh Allen needs to do is not turn the ball
And you have to say
over.
It very loud and with a flex.
Yeah. Stop turning the ball over.
You
got
to go all high T on your let's goes.
Stop. Stop turning it over.
Hey.
And you'll be fine.
I don't care if he turns it over. Just keep making badass plays, dude. He's fun to watch.
He is.
Josh Allen's like, he is, I don't know, the Bills are just interesting with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has a lot to do with him.
I saw this little quarterback nugget today. You know, I like my nuggets when we're talking about quarterback play. Old Trevor Lawrence, who you want to talk about overrated, Trevor Lawrence, and we'll see. I mean, I think it's a big year for Trevor Lawrence. I think we tried to anoint him because of what he did in college, and so far in the NFL, new. Trevor Lawrence is 1-18 when his defense doesn't record a takeaway, which I think is kind of interesting. I mean, 1-18, and then have you seen the Trevor Lawrence fumble stat? Trevor Lawrence, since entering the league, has 21 lost fumbles in the last 3 years. The next highest is 14.
Wow.
I mean, Josh Allen, who turns the ball over a ton.
Who's next highest? Is it Josh Allen?
It's Jared Goff. Josh Allen has 12 lost fumbles. Trevor Lawrence has 21.
Wait, who's number two?
Jared Goff at 14.
Jared who?
Jared Goff.
Hmm. Okay.
Golf. Golf.
No, I said it correctly.
I don't think you did.
I did. You just hear what you want to hear now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I think there are some people that are going to look at this and scoff, but
no.
Look, it's right on tape.
I understand.
You can't say it.
I can. I just did.
And you didn't.
Jared Goff turns the ball over.
You did it again.
Jared Goff.
What?
Jared Goff.
First one was golf. Second one was Goff. Third one was kind of in between.
You're hearing what you want to hear.
Golf.
Golf. Well, look, it's not important. That's interesting. I didn't know he fumbled as much as Marcus Mariota does.
21 fumbles.
Because Mariota fumbles a lot.
I'll find out. Well, he doesn't. He hasn't played that much in the last 2 years.
But. I know, but he has butter on his hands.
But that is a shocking number.
It's a lot.
For Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and it doesn't stick. The turnover thing doesn't stick to him.
No, so I saw that was a fun
Didn't
little...
he turn it over like six times in a half against the Chargers in the playoffs?
Yes.
That's and the turnover thing does not stick to that guy.
And yet they still beat the Chargers.
Why?
In that
do you
game.
Think, do you, th- okay, look, not to get too deep into this, but if Trevor Lawrence was like anointed in high school.
Yes.
He goes to college. He went, they won the championship, right? Or did they lose? No, they won a championship.
They won a championship.
Isn't that it? As opposed to Josh Allen, who was this overlooked guy who went to Wyoming. That's it. If Trevor Lawrence had Josh Allen's college career, we'd be killing Trevor Lawrence for the turnovers. And if Josh Allen had Trevor Lawrence's college career, we would be talking about Josh Allen like he's the next, it's him and Patrick Mahomes.
Say it all the time. Draft bias is a hell of a thing. That when you come into the league and we label you as something, we have a hard time shaking it. Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is not a great thrower of the football, but he's not terrible. But when he came into the league, what did we say? And I was guilty of this. Well, I don't think I was guilty. It was accurate at the time. He struggled, and he's gotten a lot better, and yet we still have to listen. Like, you can't evolve, both good and bad. But you're right. Trevor Lawrence came in, and we were told that Trevor Lawrence was this generational prospect that can't miss. He's the best thing since Andrew Luck. And if you listen to a lot of people that were actually smart about it, they would tell you, he's fine, but he is not John Elway. And so he comes into the league and immediately we're like, well, it's not his fault because of Urban Meyer. And then he has a nice year, but he wasn't like, he didn't light the world on fire. And we're like, oh, Trevor Lawrence. And then last year was bad. And so the truth of the matter is Trevor Lawrence has proven nothing. And yet we're still trying to elevate him. I think Trevor Lawrence, this is a giant year for him to prove that he is indeed this franchise quarterback that we talk about.
Yeah. Maybe this guy's right on the Vancouver Ford text line. You know, he got bailed out by the fact that they did not lose that Chargers game.
Yeah.
That doesn't stick to him because of that.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Because if they do and that thing goes south, then we look at it and the last remaining memory we have of him is, oh my God, how bad did you play? But now we just like, hey, Chargers are going to charge her, right?
Yeah, exactly. That was more about the Staley thing. All right. Let's talk realignment. An interesting realignment theory. Mm-hmm. Next on The Fan. What is that sound? Is that him? Yeah. Is that him, Prince?
I don't actually know.
When Doves Cry. Yeah. You know the start of When Doves Cry?
We'd have to restart it. I don't know.
I don't think we're going to restart it.
I don't think so either, but...
Hey, next time.
I want to know what that is.
Hey, Prince is greatness. That's all I know.
Is that a hot new instrument? Of course, this was released in like 1985, so maybe not hot and new, but...
I'm just guessing if that sound was like on repeat, it would drive you crazy.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Someone was doing... It made me think of it. This morning, someone's doing some concrete work... one of my neighbors, I don't know what, I think they're repairing their driveway or something. And I have no idea what's happening. I don't know if it was a spray truck, but there was this big truck outside. And at about 7:30, 7:45 this morning, this sound started. And it went on for about 2.5 hours. And it was, someone was going to get hurt. It was best if I just left the house. Like, because it's one of those, you're sitting there and you're like, okay, 20 minutes, you're like, it's got to stop. 40 minutes goes by, got to stop. took the dog on a walk, came back, still going on. I don't know what was going on over there, but oh my God.
Hey, man.
Driving me effing crazy.
Noise pollution.
It was.
It's a thing.
Someone please stop it. It made me think about when you said this, you made that noise.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
guys! Like if I got
what a great line.
If I assaulted someone over there and I went to like and I had to go to trial, could I just be like, as evidence, I'm going to play this sound for 2 hours, starting at 7:30 in the morning, and I don't think I'd get convicted. I don't think there's a jury alive that after hearing that for 2 hours would be like, all right, we understand. Bad morning, sir. Be on your way.
Yeah.
I looked that up. They said that, the start of the Prince song was a looped guttural voice 15 times. It doesn't specifically say if it was his or not.
Huh. Well, why do they have it in there?
I don't know.
Hey, it works. Are somebody you going to question Dubs
yes,
crying?
I am. Somebody wake up Prince. Tell him that's a stupid part of that song.
I don't think Prince cares about your opinion.
This little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid.
Remember there were those monks that were chanting for a while, and that was a big deal? That's all they did. You don't remember that? And like in the 90s, there were a bunch of monks that were chanting, and it was all the rage for a while. They would chant to like, they just like play background music, and then people would like have sex to it, and they thought it was erotic. It was like in a bunch of movies. It was like, was it Gregorian or something? You don't
Gregorian.
Remember this at all. What?
No. Gregorian?
Gregorian.
The Gregorian chants? I'm looking it up now.
Yeah. Do you have that? You play it? You don't remember this
at all. Oh, I don't
have
it in the system. I can get some, I suppose.
Well, you don't have to just, like, can you just play it? Like, you don't have to edit it. There's
well,
nothing.
Well, yeah, let me make sure that it's
there's
not
no
like
F, there's
well,
no F-bombs.
It might be a pre-roll ad or something. Let me check this here.
Yeah, we have to be careful, Jason. There could be copyright issues.
I do knew that.
There's lots of things that Buck has to consider here.
I can't believe you don't remember this because you're my. You would have.
I know you're.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is horny.
You're right. The Gregorian monks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When I was like in the ninth or tenth grade, this was like the big deal. Like you'd invite little Susie Q down the road. You'd be like, "Well, let me turn on some sophisticated monk music." You'd
light
creepy. You'd light a blueberry candle and then try to, you know, get sticky with it.
I thought this was just a normal thing. You're telling me this was only a moment in time?
Yes, this was like...
They're not still doing this?
They are, but no one's listening. And then there's like... They would do remix versions where people would take these chants and then put it to like a techno beat. And it was a whole thing. I remember going to like a middle school dance and like having this like put to a keytar beat. And then people like slow jam into this.
Well, clearly now I have to find the techno version of these monks.
Can Ryan Buckley make a song with isolated and Gregorian monks and this?
Unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy.
Can he do it?
There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
Find out tomorrow.
I'm asking the question. Has anyone ever had sex to this song?
The Seattle tree sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground.
If you were with your lady for the first time,
the mighty dollar,
right, and you're on second base, you're heading to third, and you see the third base coach, and they're windmilling. It's time to go in. And you started playing this. Do you still get
somebody's making money?
Yeah, but only if you
have exceptional trees. But the city grants exemptions to these.
I think
instead,
there's
they
a real chance
the developer's
that you don't.
Greed.
I think there's a real chance that that kills the mood
deeds.
So much.
There's a
and she just looks at you and is like, what are you doing? And here's the challenge.
Somebody's
you have to keep playing that song.
Money.
You know,
there's okay. A hole in the sky where the tree
I don't
once
think,
was.
I think you're,
somebody's
I think you're
making
thrown out of
money. No more leaves shimmering with golden light. No more gentle shedding of
someone
rain.
Someone needs to try to get lucky
nor
with their wife tonight.
Blossoms rustling in the wind.
By the way,
now
this is the Lost Verse.
Nothing remains but that hole in the sky where the tree
what a finish.
Was. Somebody's making money. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
Somebody's making money.
There's a hole in the sky, yes. In the sky.
I want to climb into bed instead tonight and like give the BTJ the look and then just hit this on my phone.
In the sky,
just,
like, instead of a 90-year-old tree, there's a hole in the sky, in the sky. That tree did not belong to you or me. There's a hole in the sky.
How long is this?
Where that tree should
you want it to end, don't you?
It's like November rain. It's November rain over.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I found some techno monks.
Oh, you did?
I'm a techno monk.
What do you got?
What? If people would play Beat Fungus and then have them chanting.
This makes no sense.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it make sense?
Somebody said Sadness by Enigma.
Mm-hmm.
Pull that up. Apparently they have monk techno.
Yeah, I think
vibes
and I think this one, by the
and
way,
that's a real.
Yeah, it's a real band. I think this is the one that got played. Like, I think this has been in some movies. The Sadness by Enigma. Yeah, I think this is the one. Like, they do this in Tropic Thunder when they're doing the fake movie the Lazarus guy is in. I think this is the Sadness that they play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. I said, please stop my ears. I'm going to have to turn you guys off.
This Yeah. I remember this.
I kind of recognize this.
Yeah. Dude, I'm sorry. There was humping that went on to this song. There was.
Well, I'm going to hump right now.
Exactly. You're getting a little turn. You turn this on when you look at your lady and you start doing a little dance. Yeah, something's going down. Yeah. This is baby making music right here. What I mean, you turn this on at night.
I like it better without the monks. Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Your lady will immediately know what's up. You're like, hey, baby, and then you hit play.
She might.
It's go time.
And then balls jiggling. Then I go, yeah. All right, you guys want some club?
Oh, aren't we already there?
Hell no.
Club is next on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.